The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
First down and 10. Josh Matthews pocket. End zone looking for it. And it is caught. Touchdown. Kendall Hinton. And the Broncos roar again. Another touchdown for Denver.
9 News there with the call as the Broncos win their preseason opener 17-7 over the Cowboys. And if you're looking for some real good, positive takeaways, there's some young receivers that are worth developing and worth taking an extended look at.
Sure.
Brandon Johnson, big, physical, rangy receiver. Seth Williams, another big receiver, 6'3". Kendall Hinton. How can you not root for Kendall Hinton?
Right. His gloves are in the Hall of Fame.
His gloves are in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. The guy just seems like the ultimate, hey, what can I do to help type guy. And I'd love to see him be able to carve out a role in this league as a receiver. But all in all, some nice pieces there to develop in what we all are concerned is a depleted wide receiver group after the Tim Patrick injury.
Yeah, a couple takeaways from me.
Jalen Virgil, I didn't even bring him up too.
Jalen Virgil, who can flat out fly, made a nice down the sideline catch from our guy Brett Rypien. Right, I will say this: Trey Quinn had an opportunity in a team that's looking for receivers. There was a second down and I think four where they threw a little smoke out to him, meaning like it was kind of an uncovered guy. They just threw the ball to him. He got tackled for 2 yards. Unacceptable. Dude, you're that big as you are. You got to run somebody over and get a first down on that. Put your team in third down and two. Unacceptable. He dropped one in that 2 minute drive run by Johnson. Here's the other takeaway. We cornered the market on Johnsons. We cornered the market on guys named Johnson. How many Johnsons do we have?
Hey, to quote the great immortal Irv Brown, you got a Johnson?
Yeah.
Scan the hunt. You got a Johnson?
How many Johnsons are on this team?
Say what you want to say.
Okay, they got to have a bunch of swinging Johnsons.
All right, there you go. Next on the Morning Brew.
I saw one team that wanted to be here and play with a purpose and urgency, and one team that did not want to be here and play with no urgency, and that's why we got our ass kicked.
Oh, God. I love Michael Malone.
So there's a reason why Fever picked that one specifically. It was after a playoff loss to Phoenix. There's some relevancy here because according to reports, the Nuggets are going to be playing on Christmas Day. Hosting the Phoenix Suns.
Wow.
They are 0-2 in Christmas Day games with Nikola Jokic. 1-6 all time. But here's the thing. Boy, is Christmas Day shaping up to be a lot of fun. You've got the Broncos taking on the Rams at 2:30 that day. And I gotta believe, the NBA not being dumb, that they'll put the Nuggets game that night. That might be one of the final games of the day.
Right.
Night game, maybe like around 8:30.
Is it in Denver
time.
Or is it?
It's here.
It's in Denver.
So get maybe the Broncos at 2:30 and then the Nugs at,
where's
the
Broncos-Rams game?
7:30, something like that. It's in L.A.
In L.A. Christmas Day. My goodness.
So
great.
Get everything done early.
Right.
Get it all done. Get the gifts open. Get the Christmas beast eaten.
Right.
Because 2:30, man, you hitting the couch and you're not moving.
First thing.
Till like 11.
Get the coffee and the monkey bread in the oven. Gotta have the monkey bread.
Monkey bread?
You've never had monkey bread?
What is monkey bread?
Oh, my Lord. Johnny?
What?
Fever, have you had monkey bread?
No.
Oh, my. You don't.
Okay, are you setting me up for something here?
No.
All right, what goes into monkey bread?
Oh, monkey.
We got a minute here. Go ahead.
Monkey bread is like that Pillsbury dough, and you slice it, you triangulate it somehow. I don't know exactly how it works. I just eat it. And then you put it all in like a bundt cake, like thing. You know, the bundt cake?
Like a tin holder, yeah.
Yeah. And then you cook it, but you don't cook it fully, so the middle of it is raw, the outside is crunchy, but you put cinnamon roll like sauce. It's like a sugary, like cinnamon convection. It's a cinnamon roll, but it's like doughy and
gooey. Yeah, it
sounds
like a cinnamon roll.
It is. It
Why
is
do you call it monkey bread?
I didn't name it, Mike.
Well, who named it?
I don't know. Google it with your chubby little finger.
Anybody ever had monkey bread?
I find it hard to believe.
Does anybody know what the heck Mark is talking about?
By the way, I find it hard to believe, looking at just your overall makeup and the chubbiness of your fingers, that you've never had monkey bread.
Wow, 35 minutes into the show before you body shame me.
Yeah.
That's a new record. 35 minutes into the
You're
week.
You're welcome, people.
That's a new record
this show. Hey. I've lost a couple of O'Reillys in a row. I got to make it up somehow.
Well, records were made to be broken. Mm-hmm. Next on the Morning Brew.
For everyone that thought I was a liability in the playoffs, you kiss my ass.
Still waiting to see what's going to happen with Naz Kadri. Basically, just for those of you Avalanche fans wondering, what's the deal with Kadri? Why hasn't he signed somewhere else?
Well, you sound like Simon. What's the deal with Kadri?
What's the deal with Kadri?
Yeah. All right, what's the deal?
So, apparently, the leader in the clubhouse to sign him remains the New York Islanders. Reportedly, he's been given a deal, an offer sheet of 7 years, $49 million. The Avalanche, by the way, reportedly have offered 6 year, $24
million. All right.
Excuse me, 4 years, $24 million. Seven years, 49 for the Islanders. 4 years, 24 for the Avs.
Take the 4 years.
Right? Well,
it's
49 versus 24, though, Mark.
Yeah, it is fully guaranteed, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking $6 million versus $7 million a year, and you could sign another contract, but you're already 32.
By that point, you're 36 years old. No.
Yeah. No, you're right. You got to go to the Islanders.
A couple years ago, they were pretty good.
Do you want to live on Long Island or in Denver?
Yeah. Do you really want to live in New York? Why would anybody want to live in New York?
Yeah.
A lot of money. Expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. Yeah. A lot of money.
Yeah. Don't need to go there.
But it is, you know, double what you're going to get elsewhere.
Sure. You could probably make it work. But By all accounts, people who have covered and followed NHL free agency, this is the latest into free agency that you've seen a player who's expected to get the kind of contract that Kadri will eventually get still remain unsigned. And listen, camps open here in about 3 weeks.
Stop it. 3 weeks?
Yes. I'll get
the Avalanche aren't even going to be sober in 3 weeks.
I know. They better start drying out.
Get some coffee. We got West Rock here, people. Come on by.
We need coffee.
Let's
get the coffee brewing. Next on the Morning Brew.
A pitcher, you know, who's gotten to the big leagues, who is still figuring out, you know, what it truly takes to get major league hitters out. I've said multiple times, a minor league game, a minor league hitter is different than a major league hitter. And the mistakes or the mislocations that you make in the minors don't show up as much because the hitters are not as good.
That's actually very educational.
Mm-hmm.
As he's speaking of young Rockies pitcher Ryan Feltner, who took the loss yesterday.
Yeah.
As the Rockies dropped 2 out of 3 to the D-backs.
My son always said it when he would, you know, when he was going up into the big leagues and you know, and kind of trying to figure his way out and would get sent back down to the minors and go back and forth a little bit. He would always say it like, there's two guys on a minor league roster that can hurt you. There are 8 guys on a major league roster that can hurt you. And he goes, so as long as you manage the 2 guys that can hit, he goes, minors is like, it's easy. And this is Triple A baseball. There's only really in any Triple A team, probably 2 guys that have major league stuff.
Rockies go 3-3 on the homestand. That would have been a nice one to win yesterday. Would have had a 4-2 homestand instead, 3-3. On the road tomorrow at St. Louis. Quick 3-game roadie to St. Louis. Nolan Arenado, red hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.